The annual National Marriage Week, aimed at increasing rates of marriage and children born in wedlock, got underway in the Czech Republic on Monday. According to official data, the divorce rate in the Czech Republic, traditionally one of the highest in Europe, has been dropping in recent years, and marriages that end in divorce last longer than before. Ruth Frankova has the details.
Some 45% of marriages in the Czech Republic ended up in divorce in 2016, which was the lowest figure for the past 15 years. The divorce rate reached its peak in 2010, with every second marriage splitting up. Failed marriages in 2016 lasted on average 13 years before couples threw in the towel. That's 2 years longer than in the year 2000 and more than 3 years longer than in the 1960s and 70s. According to relationship experts, people most often divorced because of different personalities, opinions and interests, but also because of infidelity and alcoholism. The majority of the divorced couples had children who were still minors at the time of the breakup. Jiří Unger, a spokesman of the annual National Marriage Week promoting the traditional union of men and women, says the lower divorce rate is not really a cause for great optimism.
I think the divorce rate is decreasing because the overall number of marriages decreases. So the ratio of weddings to divorces has decreased. So that's what explains this development. Generally, we see a trend that people are less willing to get married. And so they stay either they stay single or in they stay in cohabitating relationships.
The slogan of this year's National Marriage Week, which is now in its 12th year, is Marriage Without Myths, focusing on the most frequent mistakes and false expectations linked with married life. Jiří Unger says one of the problems is that many couples enter marriage with idealistic expectations that are far from reality.
Very often they have very unrealistic expectations from their partners, and very often they will find out that their husband or wife, that they have mistakes, that they have to learn how to live together, how to tolerate each other. But also there are many other myths, like that with marriage, all the fun and good sex and freedom ends, which is not true. Of course, many surveys says that actually in long-term relationships, for example, the sexual satisfaction and depth of sexual experience is much greater than in short-term relationships. So these are just a few examples of myths that we see.
Over the week, some 150 events promoting marriage are set to take place all around the Czech Republic, including courses, lectures, film screenings, art exhibitions and romantic evenings for couples. More information can be found on the website of the National Marriage Week, which is www.dedenmanželství.cz.